Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Motivation Mondays. It's your host, Mo, and I'm here with some motivation for you for the week. Get you inspired. I'm alive. I'm awake. I'm alert. I'm enthusiastic. It's been a long day, but guess what? I got enough energy for the next couple of minutes. I hope you stay tuned, stay with me, and we'll get right into it. It was a perfect, perfect Monday. My story that I want to tell to you today, it's quite an inspirational, motivational kind of talk from a book that I had read not so long ago entitled The Richest Man in Babylon. Now, those of you who have read this book are familiar with the stories and the different stories within that book, and they're quite powerful, thought-provoking kind of stories. And I was forced to kind of relook at that book as I was driving through my city, sunny side of Johannesburg today. And as I was driving, I realized something quite phenomenal in terms of how uncanny Johannesburg actually resembles the city of Babylon. And if you don't know the city of Babylon, let me just put it in perspective for you. The city of Babylon was, at the time, one of the richest cities in the world. And it was filled with incredible wealth. But alongside that wealth was direst poverty. There was really, really rich people, and there was really, really poor people. And it kind of reminded me about where I actually reside in Sunnyside, Johannesburg. And it tells the story quite simply. There's a selective few people in this city that know how to keep money, know how to use money, and know how to make money work for them. Now, let's be honest, life is so organized that one needs money in order to be the possessor of things. And so, obviously, one of our objectives is to obtain such a thing. But we would like to do it in the unconventional ways of fulfilling our passion, and then money comes later. But there's some people, obviously most of us, would like to pay the bills at the end of the day, right? So it will be a good idea for you to understand the principles of building wealth. And when I say wealth, I'm not talking about just getting rich, because a lot of people can get rich. I mean, a lot of people have been rich before. We all have probably come across this stage. If you haven't, you're probably going to get there. And it's one of those situations where, let's say for argument's sake, I win a tender and I get incredible amount of profit from this particular tender in the form of maybe about 2, 3, 4 million. And that's just a once-off kind of payment. There's a difference between being rich and being wealthy, and a lot of you know this. But one of the principles that the richest man in Babylon actually teaches is how to keep money, how to use money, and how to make money work for you. And it's got these 7 incredible cures for a lean purse. And I won't get into each and every single one of them, but I'll just pinpoint the first particular one that he talks about, and it's paying yourself first. And a lot of people don't realize the minute their salary comes in, that first debit actually goes off. And that's not paying yourself first, that's paying somebody else first. And by the time you look again, most of you can relate, and you think to yourself, well, what have I done the whole month to earn such a minimal wage? But the basis of what I'm trying to say is you're never going to get what you want if you don't start asking yourself the question. And Robert Kiyosaki puts it quite perfectly when he says, instead of saying I can't afford it, have you ever asked yourself the question, how can I afford it? And that was incredibly powerful for me. Because the minute I started looking at it from a different perspective, I started getting answers that I never knew actually existed. Instead of saying, you know, well, I got another no today, it's looking like a depressing day. It's just sounding and feeling like one of those days where I'm just going to be on a, you know, on a, it's going to be one of those dud days, basically. But instead of saying that to myself, I would motivate myself by saying every disadvantage gives me the seed of an equivalent, if not better, advantage. And so it forces me to push on and continue to knock on whatever door I need to knock on in order to get the thing that I know that I should be getting on that day. You see, we have the same 24 hours as the successful people. They're just choosing to use theirs differently. Now, we don't have a time advantage. We're choice deficient, like I mentioned earlier in my first podcast. Jim Rohn says this, the minute you start changing the way you look at things, the things you begin to look at start to change. And the minute I say to myself, every disadvantage gives me a seed of an equivalent, if not better, advantage, something happens. I can't explain what happens, but we'll get into detail about this whole attraction thing in the forthcoming podcasts. But just briefly to tell you, something happens. It's the energy, it's the vibration that you put out there that attracts that of which you want. And every no gives me a renewed energy to find that person that's going to say yes, that's going to say let's have a meeting, that's going to say let's discuss what it is that you're putting forward, because you seem so passionate and, you know, the message that you're saying is so compelling that I want to obviously sit down with you and maybe bring in other people so that they may hear and, you know, maybe, possibly, hopefully, give you the business. And 9 times out of 10, I'll be honest with you, that's exactly what happens. And it's always worked for me. It happens every single time. It works all the time. I encourage you to look at things from a different perspective. Every no just leads you to another yes. Edison didn't fail 10,000 times. He found 10,000 ways of which it wouldn't work. And it's as simple as that. But I want to also inspire you from an extract from one of my personal favorite inspirational messengers. His name is Prince EA. And if he's listening to this, listen, this is all copywritten content.
It is not death most people are afraid of. It is getting to the end of life only to realize that you never truly lived. There was a study done, a hospital study, on 100 elderly people facing death close to their last breath. They were asked to reflect about their life's biggest regret. Nearly all of them said they regretted not the things they did, but the things they didn't do, the risks they never took, the dreams they didn't pursue. I ask you, will your last words be, "If only I had"? Hey, you, wake up. Why do you exist? Life is not meant to simply work, wait for the weekend, and pay rent. No, no, I don't know much, but I know this. Every person on this earth has a gift.
Choose not to be common. It's your right to be uncommon if you can. Seek opportunity, not security. Do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after you. Take calculated risks. Dream, build, fail and succeed. Choose the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence. Want the thrill of fulfillment to the still calm of utopia. Cower before no master and bend to no threat. It's your heritage to stand erect, proud and unafraid, and to face this world boldly and to say, with God's help, this I have done.
You cannot go back and make a brand new beginning, but you can start now and make a brand new ending.
This is me, Mo. If you want to catch me on Motivation Live. Thank you for tuning in.